Mary was 35 on Webster and Pixel.
How can I help you?
I have a passenger on board. I don't know if she's drunk or what's going on, but every single time that I stop at a light or at a stop, and it's smooth. There's nothing wrong with it. She yells at me, and everybody else is kind of laughing about it. But she won't stop. She won't stop. She's on the phone. I don't know if she's talking to Troy Mitt or somebody else, but I don't know how long she's going to be here, probably all the way to Oregon City, but anyway, just wanted to give you a heads up.
Okay. Well, I mean, it sounds to me like there might not all be there, you know, in the head. And, you know, we get all kinds of people, so I just try to ignore it if you can. I mean, do you think you're able to just ignore it, or do we need to get her off the bus for you?
Sorry, my headset wasn't working. Right now it's okay. I don't know if she's on the phone with somebody or pretending to be, but she's losing it. She's getting real loud right now.
Okay. Well, I mean, if she's talking to customer service, that's fine. I mean, it's kind of, we don't mind that at all. So, don't let the phone call bother you. Is it super distracting for you? Is it creating an unsafe condition to where we need to get her off the bus?
It's getting close. It's bordering on it. I mean, I'll drive as long as I can. But she gets any louder or up near me, I'm going to have to stop. Yeah, something's wrong with her. She's just laughing, and I don't think she's even talked to anybody.
Okay. Well, like I said, try to ignore her, and if it does escalate to the point where she has to get off the bus and just pull it over, open the doors, and she might even leave willingly if we do that. So, if it gets to that point, just pull it over, give me a call, we'll help you out.
Will do, thank you.
You're welcome. 1535.